Kitisa with along with what? Parshas Parah. No coincidence. Why? Parshas Parah, the Mechaber quotes Taisis Arash that it's a Dindi Raisa, just like Zohar. Okay, it's a Chumrah, but the Mechaber quotes a Yeshom. This is very connected. Why? The Egel Azav requires a Kapor, and the Kapor is from the mother, the Paraduma. The Paraduma is the archetypical Chok that we have. Makes no sense. It's Mitami Tahorim. It's Mitami the people that are what? Tahor that work with it. And it's Mitahir the Tmeim. Has no rhyme and reason. It's a Chok. But we do it because we are believers in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't look for Tamei HaMitzvos. Many Rishonim gave Tamei HaMitzvos. We don't eat ham because of trichinosis. It's not clean. We don't know the reason. It's very dangerous, Tamei HaMitzvos. You might say, oh, if I have a clean ham, it should be kosher. The Rishonim say it's just to help our Avodah Hashem, but never you should say to hit the spot. I know for sure this is why Hashem gave it to us. The Torah doesn't say. So when we give it to Tamei HaMitzvos, we have to be careful. Just to help our Avodah Hashem. We never say that I know for sure this is the reason. So Parah Aduma comes in this week's Parsha, Parah, to Mechaperin, to the Egel Azav. Many times, we don't realize that our Avodah Hashem in life has to be because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to. We simply are commanded by Hashem. That's the reason why we do all the mitzvahs. Okay, granted, it refines our personality. We become better people. But the bottom line is, it's because the Eibishter told us to do it. That's it. Godel ha-mitzuva yosur mei she'en ha-mitzuva. Because of the Yetzahara, Taisa says. Someone tells you to do it, what's your first reaction? No, I don't want to do it. I'm the boss. It's the Yetzahara telling you to stop. And you beat the Yitzhak. Ultimately, you are being mitzaved. You're listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Was this Egel HaZav of Odozora or not? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, on Zion HaMadaf, it was of Odozora. The Ramban and the Kuzari claim not. They claim that Klal Yisrael was looking for a different way to communicate to Hashem. Now, it's against the Gemara. You have to try to work it out. But that's not for now. They write, no, it was not Avodah Zarah. Kuzari has a long piece about this. You ever gone through the Kuzari? They needed to concretize their communication to Hashem. It almost destroyed us. Because it was what? A new way we thought was a new avenue, a new vehicle of communicating with Hashem. That's not the way Hashem commanded us to do it. It almost destroyed us. Why does the Torah HaKadosh put together, in Chaim Shmuel Levitt says, the Isser of Baal Tosef with Baal Peor? Baal Tosef, I want to do a mitzvah, 614. What's next to Avodah Zarah? The most disgusting of Avodah Zarah was Baal Peor. The more disgusting of an act it was, the more of a service it was. Because it's symbolic of anarchy. You do whatever you want. There are no rules. The Baal Peor. It makes no sense. We'll do whatever we want. Even though you might think it's good to do 614, it's terrible. You have rules, you have regulations, you have a system. We are commanded by Hashem. We do it because Hashem commanded us. It's a horrible thing. Egel Azav, right after we got the Torah, such a chutzpah, an insult to Hashem. We're going to come up with our own way of communication that Moshe Rabbeinu had to plead for us. The ultimate tikkun for that is the mother for the child. The Parah Aduma, as Rashi writes, is mechaper for the child, the calf. Parah Aduma, the chok, we don't understand it, we still do it. That was Mesakin. There is a Gemara in Tainis that states there was a province that needed rain. Rebbe Elazar went to the Amud, was bespowed to Hashem for the rain. No rain fell. Rabbi Akiva goes to Yomim, davens to Hashem, the rain falls. In Tainus Chaf Eim Alf. There's a difference. The Gemara says they're both great men, but Rabbi Akiva was Mavra Midoisev. Rabbi Lozer was raised as a tzaddik and remained a tzaddik and became a greater tzaddik. Rabbi Akiva, we all know the office of Rabbi Nosson, walking by, sees the rock. The water had been flowing, the rock makes a hole. Water that has such fluidity, he says, can break something that's so stark like a rock. How much more so should the Torah change me? And he went and became the Gadol HaDor. So the office of Rabbi Nosson. He was Mavra Midoisev. He had certain tendencies and he was miskaber on them. That man, the rain came down. Not that he was greater than Rabbi Lozer, but he had this notion of Mavra Midoisev. This is a tremendous meeting because it really speaks to you being a person that is listens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have real tendencies to do the other way and you still do it. That's the ultimate person of being one, a person that's Mamin Bashem. The Netziv has four kashas in this parsha, in his Emek Dovah. The first kasha he asks is, how many Yidim were in Klal Yisrael at this time? 600,000. How many guys were killed who did Avodah Zarah? 3,000. Yes? 3,000. Were killed. There were many, many other people. Many, many other people that didn't do Avodah Zarah. How many Levim gathered? The Levim gathered. Mila Shem Eli. What about everyone else? Not everyone else did Avodah Zarah. Right? 1 in 200, right? That's the ratio. 3,000 or 600,000 Jews did Avodah Zarah. That means everyone else didn't do Avodah Zarah. Why were the Levim that only came to Moshe Rabbeinu when he said Mila Shem Eli? There were other Yidin that didn't do Avodah Zarah. Why did they come forward? That's the first kashya he asks. Second kashya he asks is, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ko Amar Hashem. This is what Hashem has said. This is what Hashem has said to me in my announcement of who should come forward. Hashem never told him anything. We don't find that Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu. Number three, it says Elokei Yisrael. Why does it have to say Hashem, Ko Amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael? At this time, why does it have to say Elokei Yisrael? Elokei Yisrael at this time. Elokei Yaakov could have said, didn't have to say anything. That's the third kasha. And the last kasha is, it's very bizarre. You know what Moshe Rabbeinu says? Kill your brother. Mama should get right to it. He says, kill your brother. What would be a better way of saying it? Kill anyone who does Avodah Zarah, and even if he's your brother. No, he says, kill your brother. What's the shot? Oh, the Netziv says like this, and it's based on Rav Mordechai Miller Zatzal says, shot based on the Merumei Sadeh. It's also written by the Netziv and his Chiddush in the Gemara. There's a famous klal called Shluchei Mitzvah Einin Nizukin. Anyone who's an agent of a mitzvah never gets damaged. Like if you're checking the nooks and crannies for chametz, a snake or scorpion won't bite you. The Gemara says that. Unless it's commonplace of damage. Shchiyach Hazeker. If it's commonplace that there's damage, then there's no haftacha, you'll be protected. But then it's Netziv writes, that's only by someone who does something out of yira. If you do something out of ava, lishma, then you'll be protected from anything. The Netziv has a wild chiddush. Even if it's Shchiyach Hazeker. If you fully believe that you're going to be okay, that you're a Mamin Bashem, you'll be okay. Even if Shchiyach Hazeker. Imagine that. You walk right through the streets, I don't know, of Tehran, with your kippah, with your tefillin on, with a talis, right in the middle, by your Rachmanija, right by this castle, in this palace, right? You don't care. If you do a mammon, he's mechadish, you'll be okay. That's what the Netziv writes on the Psachim Davches, in his Sefer on the Gemara, Merumei Sadeh. Based on this, this answers all the kashas. Because the Pasuk says, Shmuel Anavi, Hashem said, move on already. You've rejected Shaul. Please appoint David HaMelech. He says, I can't. Shaul will kill me. So Hashem says, fake it. Fake as if you're trying to be Makar Korban. Gemara Pesachim. He knew that Shmuel couldn't do it. Shaul was Shmuel's protege. He knew he couldn't do it with a full length. He did it out of Yirin. Did it out of Yirin, he knew that he could be in damage, danger. Shluch Mitzvah and Nizukah doesn't apply. So fake it, like you're being Makar Korban. But if you do something, believe Shaulim, be'ava, and it's not easy. Imagine Rabbi Kivit. His whole life, he said he wanted to die al Kiddush Hashem, or saying Shema Yisrael. If you do it be'ava, believe Shaulim, you're protected from everything. That's the answer. Only Levine had this feeling. They felt such a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only them had. There were other Yidim to do a Mitzvah, but they weren't at the level of the Levine. The Levine felt they could do it. That's why it says, Ko Amar Hashem. Hashem didn't tell Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling the people, if you have this feeling of closest to Hashem, Elokei Yisrael. What's Yisrael? Highest level. Sroro. Ruchnius. If you're on this level, Ruchnius, it'll be fine. And that answers the fourth kasha. Kill your brother. There's no hesitation. I don't care if he's your brother. Could have been your brother. Could be a relative, a close relative. I mean, if it's who it is. If you have that feeling of pureness, of Ava, close to Hashem, it shouldn't make a difference. He doesn't need to say, kill anyone as a brother, and even if it's your brother. If it's your brother, there's no hesitation. That's the din. That's the halacha. Not saying that it's easy. Difficult. But the growth that a person feels through Avodas Hashem in life, you feel closer to Hashem, this is the halacha. There's an amazing statement, we'll close with this. It's hard to happen. But it says like this in Avos Reb Nosson. Tov la'odam dover echad b'tzar, meharbe dvarim shalo b'tzar. It's good for a person with tzar, with anguish, than a lot of things that happen good without tzar. How could that be? Because a person grows from the difficulty of the tzar. And you're able to work it out. And you're able to grow with your emunah b'tochon, right? What are the hardest challenges of emunah b'tochon? Parnasa, health. When is emunah b'tochon really tested? Parnasa, health. If someone doesn't have health, let's say shiduchim. Real important topics. That's when emunah b'tochon are really tested in someone's life. But we have, if you get into the mode of being what a person that is mekabel the tzivuyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then it's easier. And then you grow from every experience. You grow from every experience. And you grow as the paradum is the kapara for the glasav. Right from the very outset, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says we cannot have that. We have to do the mitzvah because Hashem is being mitzvah. You granted it will refine your personality. But ultimately, that's the pshat in the story we started with. Why was Rabbi Kiva? Because Rabbi Kiva was on a higher madrega because he was mavral mitoysev. Because he had these things pulling against him, and he was miscabbered. Because why? Why? Why is that? Someone that grows up like that, I'm sorry, it's late. If someone grows up like that, big tzaddik, easier. But someone who has had the pulls against him and does it, it's why? Because it's the tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why. I'm not saying the Rebbe doesn't do it because of the tzivui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but there's no doubt about Rebbe Kiva. It's mavral mitoysev. He's doing it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do it. He didn't know anything. Rebbe Elazar didn't know anything else. Of course he was a great tzaddik. Rebbe Kiva is a high madrega. And that's why the Par Adum is so fundamental to us. And that's why it comes on the heels of Kitisa. To be mechaper for the Egel HaSav. Okay, everyone have a good Shabbos. Chazer over and we'll go right there on Sunday.